Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite podcast host and Christian mindset coach and best-selling author of Once Upon a Time Bitches and Fuck Luck Bitches, Brandon Lynette. This is the show for my people who are done playing small. You are done outsourcing your power and you're done pretending that comfort is the goal, okay? I'm not here for some motivation. I am here for conviction. I talk about personal responsibility, discipline, faith, health, money, mindset, and what it actually takes to live in alignment with your God-given potential, not the watered-down Instagram fake version, but the real one that is going to actually cost you excuses. So if you are here to be coddled, this is not your show. If you're here to wake up and get honest and take radical responsibility for your life, then you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You can expect the truth. You can expect friction. You can expect that I'm going to piss you off. Sometimes an abrasive push and definitely clarity, sometimes encouragement, but buckle up, okay? Because the fastest way to change your life is to stop lying to yourself and start moving. If you are ready to take the next step, make sure you guys scroll the show notes. I've got the coaching link, books, and biohacks are waiting. Don't wait. It is time to move. And if that's making you a little nervous, just hold on because this episode is for you. It is the first Listen Bitch show for 2026, and I will say I'm here for it, okay? But listen to me. If your life feels harder than it needs to be, if you keep asking yourself why you react the way you do, if you are tired of cleaning up messes that you swore you wouldn't make again, I'll say this very clearly. There is nothing wrong with you. You're not crazy. You're not broken. You are dysregulated. And this is something that is fixable. So, this episode is not about feelings for the sake of feelings. It's about learning how to pause and choose and to stop letting your impulses run your life. So, if you are ready to stop spiraling and to start governing yourself, I need you to stick with me, okay? Let's talk about self-regulation. Self-regulation. This is a skill that no one wants to learn, but everybody needs. And most people aren't failing because they're stupid or lazy or unmotivated. You're failing because you cannot regulate yourself. When it comes to your feelings, like you feel something and immediately react. People get tired, so they quit. You get triggered, so you self-destruct. You get uncomfortable, so you turn to your coping skills, your numbing skills. And then you have decided to call this your personality, your trauma, your hormones. It's the season, right? But listen, bitch, adulthood requires self-regulation. This is so fucking important, and not enough people are talking about it. I don't want you to repress shit anymore. I don't want you to fake it anymore. No more pretending. You need actual regulation because if your emotions are running the show, your life is always going to feel chaotic. Most people aren't struggling because life is unfair. You're struggling because you can't regulate yourself. So that's why we become so reactive and impulsive. And that's why people become ruled by cravings and moods and exhaustion and whatever emotion showed up the loudest that day. And then it's like we don't acknowledge any part of our existence in that moment, but we're asking God, like, why is my life so chaotic? Self-regulation is not personality. It's not trauma history. It's not, that's just how I am. Okay. Self-regulation is actually obedience in motion. It is the ability to pause between stimulus and response and choose something better than your first impulse. And spiritually, for us, that pause, this pause is actually where Christ gets his chance to come in and help you. Jesus does not override your nervous system. He does not hijack your habits. He partners with a willing, disciplined, submitted human, Okay. And you do not become more spiritual by becoming less human. You become more Christ-like by learning how to govern yourself. Self-regulation is the ability to pause, to manage those thoughts and emotions and words and actions, even when you don't feel like it. Even when you don't feel like it, it's the grown-up skill of saying, I feel this and I'm not letting it take over. Think of it like driving a car. Your emotions are the engine, your impulses would be the accelerator, and self-regulation is the brakes and the steering wheel. And most people floor it emotionally and then wonder why they keep crashing into the same wall. Just keep crashing. Self-regulation is what keeps your flesh, honestly, from hijacking your faith. And the Bible, obviously, we call this self-control, fruit of the spirit, meaning if the spirit is present, the skill is meant to grow. But fruit doesn't grow if the soil is trash. And a lot of people resist the self-regulation because it feels boring compared to relief. Because impulse, it feels honest in the moment, and discipline feels restrictive because obedience feels slow. And because we live in a microwave mentality culture that confuses expression with freedom. Unregulated people feel alive in the moment, but they are the most miserable people in the long term. When you are regulated, you're probably going to feel boring in the moment, but peaceful in the long term. And self-regulation doesn't make you rigid, it makes you reliable. And God builds through people he can trust with consistency. So if you are willing to work on self-regulating your emotions and checking yourself, things that are going to change in your life are going to be astronomically amazing. You're going to have calmer relationships. You're going to make better money decisions, and you're not going to be living in that constant chaos. I call it that tornado energy. It's gone. And you don't need to wait for that big crisis to change. You'll actually trust yourself. And the people out here refusing, just not even acknowledging this, they're overeating, they're overspending, they're overreacting. Self-sabotage, repeat, self-sabotage, repeat, self-sabotage, repeat. Pain points that people feel, and they're not even acknowledging that that's the problem. So if you struggle with that self-regulation, you're probably saying shit like, I don't know why I did that. You probably say that a lot. You feel emotionally exhausted all the time, and you swing between discipline and total collapse. There's no in between. Okay, kind of like me around the house. I either look like a full-on bum or I'm glammed up. There's really no in between. And most of the time, I'm a bum, homeless. Absolutely. But for you, like sometimes it's like you're great when life is calm and you fall apart the minute that something is shaky. There's a lot of people that are just numbing with the food and the alcohol, the scrolling. That is the worst thing, the scrolling, the shopping, the chaos. And you promise yourself over and over, never again. And then guess what? You do it again. This is the nervous system without a governor. You have to start to remove the shit that hijacks your body because you cannot outpray a dysregulated body. That means your alcohol, your caffeine, ultra processed food, sugar spikes, the dopamine addictions that you have. These don't make you weak spiritually. They make self-regulation just biologically harder. If your blood sugar is constantly swinging, guess what your emotions are going to be doing? Same thing. If your sleep is trash, you think you're going to have any patience, it's going to be trash. If your nervous system is overstimulated, your discernment is foggy. There is no clarity. Trying to regulate your emotions while wrecking your body is like trying to drive straight with bald tires in a Michigan snowstorm. You can't fucking do it. So it's very simple. Eat food that doesn't make you crash. Notice how you feel before and after. Remove what is making you edgy or anxious or numb. Your body is your temple, not the battlefield. And you have to move it like you mean it. Exercise isn't about aesthetics, right? It's about authority. When you keep promises to your body, your brain learns that you are trustworthy. When you follow through physically, your mind becomes easier to govern. Exercise is going to burn off stress hormones, basic 101. It's going to clear that emotional static. It aligns your nervous system and it teaches discipline without words. Exercise is like realizing steam from a, releasing steam from a, what are those things that make the crazy noise? The pressure cooker, right? If you don't release it intentionally, it will explode emotionally later. And movement is going to humble the flesh. It reminds your body who is in charge. And this isn't as a means to punish yourself. You don't need to punish yourself. You just need to train yourself. And you guys have to learn, you have to sleep like your sanity depends on it because it does. Sleep deprivation makes toddlers emotional. Like my kids, I know when they haven't had enough sleep, it is insane. And I'm just going to say this, adults are not exempt from that. When you're overtired, your patience drops, your impulse rises. And your discernment is dull. Your reactions get dramatic. Even God rested, okay? Jesus slept. You are not more anointed than that. Trying to self-regulate without sleep is like trying to balance one leg during a fucking earthquake. You can't do it. Aim for enough rest to wake up clear, not wired, not foggy. And it's not being lazy. This is actually being very smart. But you guys understand too, another important thing when it comes to regulating your emotions. Without goals, emotions run every meeting in your mind. Goals give your decisions like a reference point, kind of acting like guardrails. So when you're tempted, you ask, does this move me toward or away from what God called me to? Without goals, everything feels justified. With goals, impulses get evaluated. And purpose is here to tame the chaos. That's what happens. God is a God of order. Clarity invites that discipline. And standards, you have to set some standards because this is going to remove emotional negotiation. You don't decide every day whether you'll spiral. You already decided who the fuck you are the minute you woke up. If health is a value, sugar isn't debated, right? If peace is a value, chaos is not entertained. If obedience is a value, excuses don't get airtime. Standards are like a dress code for your life. They simplify everything. And standards are how your convictions become actions. Self-regulated people don't avoid the emotions. Do you understand? We feel all of that. We just notice shit early. Like I catch that irritability before I rage. And I call it out. I catch that fatigue before collapse. I catch the resentment before it turns into bitterness. And when you start catching yourself in these moments, you can ask yourself, why am I more reactive than usual? Why does everything feel heavy today? The awareness, that is not a weakness. That is your fucking superpower. That is leadership level superpower. And you need this mindfulness without the woo bullshit, okay? Mindfulness is just simply being present. Being present, being where your feet are, doing one thing at a time, not living in those moments of regret or anxiety. Most people are mentally everywhere except obedient. Presence is how you hear God. You cannot follow instructions. You're too distracted to receive. Okay. When you can start to self-regulate your emotions, you guys, life gets quieter, not easier. I can't say that it's easier. I'm in the arena. I'm getting my ass kicked, but it's steadier. I can respond instead of react now. I can pause instead of panic. I can choose instead of spiraling. And this helps my relationship with Christ get deeper because I'm not constantly cleaning up emotional messes and then beating myself up on the loop of self-loathing and anger and frustration. I'm not mistaking that impulse for conviction. And I'm definitely not wasting time asking God to bless the chaos. Self-regulation creates space, and then God gets to fill that space. This is not self-salvation, do you understand? But you do have to show the fuck up for yourself and learn to regulate your emotions. Grace is not permission to stay undisciplined. Grace is your power to change. So if you want that peace, authority, clarity, and consistency, that's the work. This is the work. It's not flashy. It's not super sexy. It's not glamorous, but it's holy as hell. Okay. And I hope this episode is speaking to you. I hope you feel this. I hope you feel it as a conviction, not that you're being condemned here. I want you to go regulate yourself and build the life that you have been praying for. Like, I want this to punch you in the throat a little bit in a very loving, necessary way. Okay. Do me a favor, share the show, send it to the friend who keeps saying, this is just how I am. This is just how I am, while their whole life is a fucking dumpster fire. Post it, text it, carrier pigeon it. I don't care. Help me help people who are tired of spiraling and ready to grow the fuck up. And if you want to go deeper without me yelling directly in your ear every day, grab my books on Amazon or Audible, Little Truth, Longer Leash, and you can rewind me without judgment. All right. If 2026 is the year you finally stop talking about that dream and actually do something about it, starting a podcast, maybe you want to write a book, building the life you keep praying about. I do coaching for exactly that. I'm not going to coddle you. I'll never say what you want to hear. Won't blow smoke up your ass, but I will tell you exactly what you need to hear. I don't sell fantasies. I help you regulate your emotions, clarify your calling, and build something real with discipline and faith and follow through. That's the work. That's the intention this year. Less chaos, more command. And if you're in, this is where the episode ends and the action starts. Love you.